The Bible is pretty clear about our character development and who God wants us to become. So when it comes to parenting, we know that we're supposed to teach our children to love God and love others. But their character should also reflect the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And beyond that, we're supposed to help our children move away from immorality, evil desires, lust, and greed. So how do we teach our kids all these things? My name is Paula Tremaine, and I serve as the children's pastor on the Ramona campus. And today I want to share one parenting tip with you that someone shared with my husband and I years ago. And it starts with intentional parenting. Intentional parenting doesn't just happen. It begins with the end in mind. It starts with you sitting down, praying for your kids, and creating a list, making decisions now about who you want them to become, and then intentionally parenting them toward those goals. Some parents create a list. Others write a letter and they share it at a young birthday party or at a baby dedication when family and friends are around who are committed to holding them accountable and helping them raise their children. Some parents review that list every year and modify it based upon who their children are becoming. My husband and I missed all of that. It wasn't until our children were leaving preschool or entering elementary school that we really got serious about this, and it's when we learned about teachable moments. Teachable moments are not planned. They don't require a lesson plan or a lecture of any kind. They happen the moment you see a praiseworthy or unwanted behavior in your child. And they end with just a look, a hand signal, a comment, sometimes a conversation, sometimes an intervention, and sometimes a disciplinary action. The point is that you've already committed yourself to intentional parenting, and now you need to take a moment to follow through on that commitment and react to a praiseworthy or correction-needed behavior when it happens. But I have one word of caution. The moment it happens is not always the very best teachable moment. It's important that we don't crush our children, and sometimes a delayed response can protect them from public shame or too much vanity and praise. And it can protect you, especially if you're angry. It gives you time to think about how you want to respond. And it gives you time to sit with your child and learn what they were thinking and feeling at the moment that that behavior occurred. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, we find a young generation of God's people who have just spent 40 years in the wilderness learning who God is and who He wants them to be. And now they have walked to the edge of the Jordan River. God is going to part the waters and they are going to enter the promised land. But before they go, Moses sits down and reminds them of the Ten Commandments. And he shares God's plan for teaching His laws upon their children. Here's what he says in verses 6 and 7. These commandments that I give you today are to be written on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Reggie Joyner and the Rethink Group call this drive time, mealtime, and bedtime. But mom and dad, this requires you to be fully present when you are driving in the car, when you are sitting down at a meal, or when you're tucking your kids into bed at night. If you have an intentional parenting plan and you are willing to capitalize on teachable moments and be present with your kids throughout the day, then you will be making the most of every opportunity to impress God's commands upon the hearts of your children.